Your resurrection, an alternative view of Easter. Consider a different approach to Easter. It's clear that this is the most holy day in Christianity. This is when Jesus demonstrated overcoming this world, and as predicted, he arose from the dead. It is a time when Christians worldwide celebrate the risen Christ. Christians gather with family and friends for meals and celebration in honor of this most holy occurrence. Take a step back. Reflect upon a different approach that's being offered here and now in this presentation. Take a different look in your consideration of Easter. Many Christians have just completed their Lenten sacrifices. For the past 40 days, there have been a number of folks who have given things up that are important to them as a demonstration of their loyalty and commitment to this religious practice. There are many who can now go back to drinking wine, eating chocolate, or whatever was on their list of concessions in the name of honoring the sacrifice of Jesus. Now comes the challenging part. What aspect of your life might you be willing to honestly give up in order to provide freedom for the full expression of your spiritual self? What aspect of your life might you be willing to honestly give up in order to provide freedom for the full expression of your spiritual self? After all, isn't that in part what Jesus did by willingly surrendering his life? He knew he would have to sacrifice his humanity in order to demonstrate his divinity. What aspect of your life, your humanity, are you willing to crucify as a demonstration of your divinity? This is more than a rhetorical question. This is a very direct question and inquiry. If there are aspects of your life, your humanity, that are operating in such a way as to prevent the expression of your divinity, then why are these things operating in your life, if you're a Christian? Why would you celebrate Easter, the resurrection of Christ, and not demonstrate your own spiritual resurrection? When you stop and think about it, there's something in that process that just doesn't make sense. It's curious that we who are claiming connection to the Christ are not willing to demonstrate our divinity by the crucifixion of those aspects of our humanity that don't serve us or the world. It's curious, isn't it? This is a question about the resurrection of your higher self. Your spiritual self, the self we all knew as innocent and visionary children, that self. The caution is not to take that to mean that folks become doormats for others, but in the highest spiritual sense, folks could become the highest individual expressions of our divinity. That was and is, in fact, the message of Jesus Christ. Celebrate the crucifixion with your own resurrection. The resurrection of your spiritual self is waiting in order to give full freedom to your higher state of divinity. Your divinity is not a secret to you. You may not openly express it, and yet you clearly know yourself as that person. You clearly know and are aware of your higher self and your own personal divinity. Easter is a time to remember the resurrection of Christ, of course, but it's also a time to demonstrate the crucifixion of those things that are bringing you down. It's a time to remove or crucify those barriers to your divine self. Think about it this way. In order to give a voice, freedom, powerful expression, and glory-filled praise to your higher self, there must be a personal crucifixion. There has to be a personal crucifixion. God and the world are excitedly waiting for your resurrection. Happy Easter.